Harare Bishop Chatgandia told journalists today this marks the restoration and rebuilding of the diocese, but he said the use of the church buildings and properties will only begin after a thanksgiving and cleansing ceremony to be held on 16 December at Africa Unity Square in central Harare.
There will be a cleansing and rededication of the cathedral and all parish buildings to what they should be, that is, holy places, buildings set apart for the worship and glorification of our God. And these places, we believe some of them were desecrated when we were in exile.
Bishop Gandia said his church and Kunonga's lawyers are working together to ensure a smooth transition, adding church leadership is taking measures to account for all its property.
Church leadership at parish levels have been taking stock of everything at the church buildings, consolidating the inventories to ensure that every item that has ever belonged to the church is properly accounted for and documented. Items that are found missing will also be recorded, and where necessary, reports will be made to the authorities.
He said it has come to the church's attention that those that were illegally occupying their buildings had accrued huge debts with the local authorities and other institutions, adding this is not the CPCA's responsibility, but Kunonga's.
Remember, we were out of our properties for the last 5 years. And we are saying, as we move back, the local authorities in terms of city council, ZESA, please come, take stock before we actually move in, so that any bills are properly apportioned.
Kunonga had been renting some of the properties out. Gandia said the tenants will be removed to allow the church to use the building for the purpose they were constructed for. Bishop Gandia said educational institutions using Anglican church buildings as learning centers must consult with the church leadership so students can write exams as they find alternative renting places. Mr. Gandia also said the church is deeply concerned about what he said was, in his own words, the rampant sexual abuse of children at the Shelley Cripps orphanage in Goromonzi, saying church officials have moved in to save the situation.
The matter was reported to the police and somebody was arrested, and I think investigations are going on, and so I'm really concerned.
Glenview Parish Reverend Shepherd Itaimuzira told Studio 7 when they visited their church building in Glenview 3, it was in a deplorable state.
The state of our church at Glenview Parish, where I'm rector, is in a deplorable state. It is in a very redundant state. They vandalized the church. The sewer is not working. There is no water and electricity has been disconnected. There's a huge bill of electricity of about $7,000.
Bishop Gandia said Kunonga and his team were welcome to come back into the church, but the excommunicated bishop yesterday told the state-controlled Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation that he was saddened by the Supreme Court ruling and would not go back to the mainstream Anglican church. He said he would continue to run his own Anglican church of the province of Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.